Hello everyone, it's me, your boy Dean. I'm here to give you this piping hot tea. Hope everyone's having a good day today. I just want to come on here and just do a quick little podcast episode for you all. So, let's begin. So I wanted to jump on here and just do a quick little podcast episode about this crazy dress drama going on with the singer Ciara. Now, Ciara is, I guess you could say she's an R&B icon. She's been around since 2005. She's really been, I've known about her since my whole childhood. As a matter of fact, my mom used to have two of her albums back when people used to buy CDs. I mean, I still have CDs, but my mom had two of Ciara's CDs that I remember. So, you know, Ciara is big in the music industry. She's known as the princess of crunk and R&B, and she's, you know, known for her dancing, and, you know, she has a lot of club songs underneath her belt. So, the Oscars was last Sunday, and the Oscars is the big award show where they give who they consider the best of the best to the movie industry. And I say who they consider the best of the best because sometimes they give it to people who technically I don't think deserve it. But, you know, that's a conversation for another day. That's for another podcast episode. But after the Oscars, there's a bunch of after parties. And the biggest one is the Vanity Fair after party. And that's where, you know, a lot of these models and other celebrities and singers, they walk the red carpet and they go in, they drink wine and eat burgers and stuff and just chit chat and get their picture taken. And you know, it's just a big glamorous affair. So Ciara walked the red carpet with her husband, NFL player Russell Wilson. And I'm just going to describe to you what the dress is. If you want to look at the dress yourself, there's always Google. But Ciara has on a see-through outfit. Her breasts are exposed, but I think she has pasties on. She has a black thong on, and when she turns around, you can clearly see her ass cheeks. Her hair is in a bob, and she has long black gloves on, as well as high heels. And Russell is just in a black jacket, and I think these are black. It's a black outfit underneath. It's either black or brown, you know. But Ciara's dress is the one that caused the internet to go up in flames. I mean, you know, this was last Sunday and it's Friday and people are still arguing about this dress. I haven't seen a dress cause this much controversy since Monica Lewinsky got caught still having that blue dress with Bill Clinton's DNA on it. And if you know the backstory of that, well, you know what I mean when I say his DNA. But again, that's a topic for another conversation. So, you know, I'm just going to be honest with you all. When I first saw the dress, I will admit I was not a fan of the dress. Mostly because the dress looks like she just put it on. It looks, you know, like she threw it on last minute. The gloves look weird on her. And, you know, the dress, it just looks weird in the front. It's not tailored correctly. It's not. You know, I'm not mad at the see-through because you know what? You know, the girl's a grown woman and she ain't hurt nobody with no see-through. But, you know, it's just not tailored correctly. And, you know, it could have been done better. Now, even though I'm not a fan of the dress, I just find the commentary around this very interesting. You know, I've been seeing a lot of people, men and women, and you know, most of them are black, going around really coming down on Ciara for this dress. And I just find it very interesting. So before we begin, let me take a sip of this tea. Because a lot of stuff might be said. Okay, I needed that. So, I just find it very interesting that, you know, I've seen comments saying Ciara is disrespecting Russell and Russell doesn't look like he was happy and, you know, Ciara is a mother now and it looks desperate, it's attention seeking. I've even seen people going around saying Ciara is a hoe, she's a bad mother. She's still probably letting her old baby daddy Future hit, which, you know, I'm just like, how do y'all get all of this just because she wore this dress? You know, I've seen women saying Sierra's a Christian woman and Christian women shouldn't dress like this and calling her desperate and they miss the classy Sierra. Which, you know, I'm gonna have to call BS on that because Sierra has been dressing like this for a decade now, literally since 2010. Sierra has always worn revealing clothing. And also, you know, Sierra, most of Sierra's songs are about sex. Even her first song, Goodies, which came out in 2005, that song is about sex. You know, and if you look at Sierra's red carpet looks, you know, she always wears stuff that's somewhat revealing. Like, Sierra has never been one to cover up her whole body. So, you know, all these people going around saying, you know, she used to dress modest and stuff. I'm like, with Sierra, y'all know. Because Sierra, I grew up with, always dressed like this. And, you know, even the calling her a hoe and insinuating that, you know, that she's letting her old baby daddy Future still have sex with her, you know, that's just really wild to me. Because, you know, I've never, you know, Sierra has never done anything to be considered a hoe. This attitude of how you dress determines, you know, whether you're a hoe or not, I just never bought into that. Again, Sierra has never came off as no hoe. And, you know, the real hoe, in my personal opinion, is her old baby daddy Future, who has about 10 kids out there with multiple women who don't like each other. You know, do I think Sierra was disrespecting her husband? No, not really. Her husband was standing right there by her. He was smiling at the after party. So, you know, he looked happy to me. I mean, there's pictures of when they was dating and her dressing and revealing clothes. And again, he looked happy. He looked happy to me. Now, as far as the Christian thing, now Sierra is a Christian. Her and Russell do share Bible verses and whatnot. You know, I guess, you know, I can somewhat see that criticism because this dress is not conservative at all. But I also have to realize, and this might be controversial, in this new age that we're living in, you know, that old way has kind of went out. And, you know, this new thing is kind of in. Do I think you could be a Christian and still, you know, dress how you want to dress? Yes, I do. Because in my personal opinion, it's what's in your heart that matters. And, you know, everybody who's ever worked with Sierra, interacted with Sierra, has never said Sierra was mean, that Sierra was a nasty person. They've all said that Sierra is a very nice person. She doesn't have a bad reputation in the industry. She doesn't. But again, again, the commentary about this dress is just very interesting to me. And what's even more interesting is, if you look at all the red carpet looks, there were other women who were dressed just as revealing as Sierra. Like, that was the theme of the night, it seems. You know, wearing revealing clothes, tits all out, asses out. You know, I could see the side of your body. You know, your vagina. I could see the lips of your vagina on some of these outfits. But people zoomed in on Sierra for some reason. Even because Beyonce and Jay-Z, they usually have an Oscar dinner that they host. Beyonce uploaded pictures of that last night. And her outfit, while it's better tailored than Sierra's and matches her skin tone, but, you know, her tits all out. It's see-through. You know, and, you know, I really got to thinking, you know, no one comes at Beyonce for wearing dresses like this, because Beyonce has worn see-through clothing before. And, you know, Beyonce has worn body-hugging clothing. And Beyonce dances in a very sexual way. And no one has ever said that Beyonce is disrespecting Jay-Z. I've never heard no one say that. I've just never heard it. I've never heard no one say Beyonce was no hoe either. And, you know, people can say, well, Beyonce is always known to be publicly with Jay-Z. She doesn't have a lot of bodies. And I'm like, Sierra don't have a lot of bodies either. I mean, really, it really is only about four people that we've known Ciara to publicly date. Bow Wow, 50 Cent, Future, and Russell Wilson. That's all I've known Ciara to really date. Unless you know, well, I guess you can count Slim Thug, although Ciara never really claimed that, but you know, okay, we'll say five. But five guys don't make you know hoe, in my personal opinion. So why is it okay that everybody's mad at Ciara, but Beyonce gets the pass? Even going past Beyonce, because I see a lot of people, there are people who are defending Ciara. And a lot of people are posting pictures of Rihanna when she wore a see-through outfit in 2014, which I remember this outfit because this outfit, you know, that's like one of the first viral images on Instagram that I remember as a teenager. And a lot of people were saying they liked the outfit. They thought it was cool. They liked the do-rag, the bedazzled do-rag that she had on. But again, no one said Rihanna was the hoe or was disrespecting herself or doing stuff for attention. Even when you go and you look at these lists of the best dresses on the red carpet of all time, three people who are always on there are people like Raquel Welch, Diana Ross, and Cher. And there's videos and images of them in see-through revealing clothing from the 70s. So, you know, why is all this excused, but everybody's so hard on Ciara? And in my personal opinion, I honestly think that a lot of people like to make fun of Ciara because, you know, even though Ciara's been in the industry for a long time, in the past 5 years, Ciara has not been known for her music. I mean, Ciara hasn't had a hit since about 2013, a decade ago. That's the last time I would say Ciara actually had a hit song. And, you know, most people know Ciara for being Russell Wilson's wife, you know, and for, you know, having these kids with him, and, you know, for dancing on TikTok and, you know, doing stuff like that. She's not known, you know, she's not known for her music anymore. So, you know, her fan base is old or, you know, people who like nostalgia. It ain't, you know, up to date like Beyonce. Beyonce's still going strong after damn near 30 years in this industry. Rihanna, you know, still going strong. Granted, not that much in music, but Rihanna's does other stuff as well. Diana Ross and Cher still tour. So all of these women have very strong fan bases. And the best believe the Beehive will swarm you if you say anything bad about Beyonce. Ciara doesn't have that. I also think, and I don't know how to put this because I'm not a woman and I'm not married, but you know, the women who are going after Ciara really hard, now some of it I think is jealousy, but I think it's a lot of projecting. Because, you know, from what these women are saying, they're saying that Ciara has this dream life and that she's moving like a hood rat. That's some of the comments that I saw. And I think some of that is projecting what they go through in real life to what Ciara was doing when she wore this dress. Also, I'm seeing some of the men who've been commenting, because a lot of men have been calling Russell Wilson corny and a cuckold. And, you know, ever since Russell's got with Ciara, that's been a narrative put out there about him. And, you know, some of that, I think, is just toxic masculinity, you know, but I don't know. The discourse around both of them is just very interesting. It's a lot of projecting of people's insecurities onto them. Now, I will say, you know, Russell Wilson hardly ever responds to anything. But I will say Ciara has took this in stride. She posted a video of her in another revealing outfit and she seemed unbothered. But you all tell me what you think. Were you a fan of the dress? And if not, why? Or if you're not a fan of the dress, why? And on that note, I'm your boy D, and I hope you enjoyed this piping hot tea. Everyone have a blessed day.